Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
All it takes is one strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that can launch you into a new level of physical and mental growth. Welcome to this bodybuilding and training talk radio show. I am Skip LaCour. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding training efforts, and what is that next level for you as you strive to create that body you really want, not one that you're settling for, getting that body that you really want? No matter how well you're doing, do you sometimes feel that angst inside that body that you want, that level of intensity in the gym, the physical attractiveness of your physique is just always a little bit out of reach? How are you handling that angst? Are you managing it and using it as a force for good, a force to drive you and guide you? Or is that angst taking you off track, mentally distracting you, manifesting itself in lack of consistency in everything you do? How you handle that angst is very, very important. So what's stopping you from getting where you want to be? If you want to make improvements in the most effective, efficient way, and in that shortest period of time, you're going to have to know exactly what it is you want. So start thinking about it right now. What is it that you want? What's stopping you from getting there? Is it mental? Is it with your training? Is it with your nutritional habits? What is it? What's stopping you from getting where you want to go? Think about that right now, because I want you to call into the show and get some free coaching, free advice. The number here is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. We also have a chat room available where you can call, chat, type in your questions, your comments, your insights and suggestions while the show is live. So getting what you want, finding the best combination of those training, nutritional supplementation, and mental strategies is going to be much easier when you know exactly what it is you want. The answers will start coming to you magically, just out of nowhere, whether it's here on this radio show today, whether you're visiting my website, you're visiting a message board somewhere on the internet. The answers to what you want will magically start appearing when you get clear on what it is you want. So you're thinking about what you're wanting for yourself, how to get there, what's stopping you, and you're going to call into the radio show here today. Here's your chance to get some free coaching, so call me about what it's going to take to help you get to where you want. Again, that number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Again, all it takes, one new strategy, one new idea, one whack on the side of the head that can make all the difference in the world with your training, nutrition, your mental habits. Oftentimes, you may already be doing what you need to do. You just need to stay on track, keep your head on straight, and continue. The validation of a coach, an expert, a friend is all you need, and that's what I'm here today that I can provide for you. As you listen to the show this week, and as you listen to the show every week, those distinctions, that clarity, that's what you get over time and experience. It's just a comfortableness that what you're doing is going to pay off. You don't live in that source of frustration that, am I going on the right track? Should I keep on going forward in this direction? Is this training strategy that I'm doing, is that really going to eventually work? or am I ever going to have that body? Look, I've been there before. I deal with bodybuilders all over the world. I've dealt with thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world, helping them take their physiques to the next level. And more importantly, what I do with my 25 years in the personal development business is I get their head on straight so they can bust through all those mental sticking points and plateaus. A lot of times, your frustration, your overwhelm is what's causing it's manifesting itself in the lack of physical development. So getting your head on straight, just using all your mental resources can help you get on track to have that body you want. I've been helping those thousands of fitness enthusiasts through my website at www.skiplacour.com, www.skiplacour.com for about 12 years or so. I've written 10 books. I've produced 7 DVDs that you can see on the website. In addition to my internet presence from my website, I also contribute to the AST Sports Science website heavily. There's a lot of articles on there at www.ast-ss.com. Also, I have a new section on the bodybuilding.com website, and I'd like to welcome all the new listeners from that site over here. I know that you're posting a lot of questions, a lot of good questions. Keep those coming. Here's your chance to talk to me live and get your answers, your questions answered, and maybe a little bit more clarity. I've been writing for the Muscle magazines for over 15 years. I do seminars all around the world. I do one-on-one coaching with passionate lifters just like you. And now here I am, right here in this open forum and this talk radio show. So again, here's your opportunity to call in and get some free coaching. Today I want to talk about a couple of things. The question comes up quite often, and I think this question and how you approach it, it comes in layers, meaning that you have one set of understanding, one way of understanding this process when you've been training for 3 months, and then after a year you see it in a different light. And then maybe after a couple years, if you're consistent, you stay in the gym, you see it in a whole different light. Well, I'm here to tell you, even after 10 years, you'll see it in a different way. And that's what I want to do. I want to give you my years of experience. I want to sandwich it down. I want to present it in a way that it's so clear that you can take with it and run with it. You can get the experience of someone who's been training for 15, 20 years and bring that sense of clarity to where you are right now with a year of training. I mean, wouldn't that be great? That's what you're listening to the show for. That's what I appreciate, all the passionate people who would take the time to listen to a bodybuilding show, which to me I just think is a terrific investment of your time, being that how much you spend in the gym itself every week, going back and forth the gym, actually in the gym, preparing for the gym, all the meals that you eat to support the physique you want in your bodybuilding and training efforts, all the preparation and the cleaning up of those meals. You spend a lot of time developing your physique, the pursuit of that ideal physique. So spending an hour or so, whether you're listening to the show live or you make sure you get it downloaded to your iTunes through Apple Store and listen to the show in a podcasted or archived version, whatever it takes to get this information, good for you. So what I'm talking about today to begin with is building muscle and losing body fat at the same time. Is that possible, and how do you go about that, and what is the most efficient and effective way to do that? I also want to talk about supplements. I want to talk about supplements and, you know, my approach to supplements, what part they play in the overall picture of that development of your physique. And then I want to talk about standards, getting back into the mental part of all this. I want to talk about standards, your standards, how you create those standards, and how important it is to be really conscious if you're doing all the things every single day to have that physique that you say you really, really want, right? And in between all that, I want to field your calls. So again, we have phone lines open. Call me up. I can answer any questions you have in any facet of the bodybuilding and training area of your life. Okay, so building muscle and losing body fat. Can you do it at the same time? A lot of confusion in this area. Let me do my best to clear that all up. Okay, first of all, building muscle. It's a whole separate process from losing body fat. What it takes to build muscle in the gym and then as you eat is a different process than what it takes to lose body fat. Now, to do them both in the most effective and efficient manner, you have to, you know, the timing, the approach, you have to be intelligent in your approach. So let's just talk about that approach. All right, first of all, let's just talk about building muscle. Okay, building muscle, let's keep it simple. We want to overload the muscle with heavy weight. And I know heavy is a relative term, but it's anything that taxes the muscle in a way that you haven't taxed it before. So for one person, 50 pounds doing a dumbbell curl might tax and overload that muscle. If you're new to training, it might be a 20-pound dumbbell. As long as we progressively overload, we build up our strength. We don't just stop once we can, you know, do a 50-pound dumbbell or a 20-pound dumbbell. We progressively overload the muscle. We're going to stimulate the process for growth. All right, so it starts with heavy, again, I use that term relatively, heavy overload training. All right, that initiates the process. All right, then we have to make sure that the muscles totally cover and recuperate before we blitz them again with that heavy overload training. I know that in my early years of training, and as I help a lot of other bodybuilders, their passion, their drive to become better and better, and they are willing to invest the time and effort into training to get that physique, to build that muscle, they'll train the same body part 2, maybe even 3 times a week. Now, I understand what you do is you read a lot of the muscle magazines, a lot of advanced routines. And let me just say this. I do believe in the muscle magazines. They are giving you sincere advice. The author is giving sincere advice. Right, wrong, I'm not going to necessarily put a label on it, but you just need to understand one thing as you critically read all the information that you get. At the same time, I want you to do the same thing with me. Critically analyze what I'm saying, all right? That'll give you more certainty and confidence when you take any information that you learn and then you apply it to the gym. Look, be a critical thinker, okay? Break down, what is this guy saying? And then once you decide, then you go for it, all right? The critical process stops. You create certainty and confidence in your mind, and then you just go for it. So you give it 100% of your passion, your effort, your intensity, and you give it the time that it needs, all right? So just because a training method might look good on paper, and just because a training method might be used by big, studly bodybuilder doesn't necessarily mean it's the most effective and efficient way to build that muscle. It could work. It could work more efficiently in a different approach, right? So just think about that. That's something that you're going to have to actually try. You're going to have to compare and contrast. You're going to have to look at your training life, your training life in the long run, its lifespan, that 3 months of giving a training strategy, your full focus and attention, and backing up with the eating habits that you need, and then moving on to another one for 3 months, and then another one for 3 months, let's say, if you feel you need to do that. Then you have 3 different training styles or methods that you can compare and you can contrast, and you come from a place of experience, actual practical application. You know what you're saying, not because you read it in some magazine, or not because a 17-year-old posted a nice presentation on a message board, because you have the practical experience. Now, that is one way. That's one way you can grab and hold on to it and have it forever and speak and feel intelligent about the process because you actually felt it, all right? Now, what I suggest is that, you know, find someone that you have faith in, you like their presentation, their style, and then you just go for it. Then you can knock out a whole bunch of that angst, experience, overwhelm, and everything find a role model. That's what I'm here to do, presenting this, all this information, dicing it, slicing up, presenting to you in so many different ways so you can have that 13 confidence. Just take it and go with it and get the results. So whatever training method, just remember that, although it may work, geez, just lifting any kind of weights. I don't care if you do 100 sets of some crazy exercises. Something is better than nothing. So to say that no training, a training strategy won't work or won't work for your body, that's not true. Any exercise is going to work. Okay, just remember that when you get into these little debates and wars on the internet. Okay, it's really turns into who can kind of present their case the best. Where training doesn't have to be that complicated. Okay, so let's get back to building muscle. You overload the muscle with heavy taxing weight for you, and then you progressively challenge yourself to lift more weight. All right, you break down that muscle, you tear it down. You should feel sore that you worked it, you hit that muscle directly. Then you have to make sure that you fully recuperate, and muscle fully recovers from the trauma that you created before you train it again. Getting back to my point was those two time a week blasting of a body part, or three times a week, that may make you feel good. That's not how you build muscle in the most effective, most efficient, in the shortest period of time. You have to let it recover. And if you believe that you can train a body part three times a week and you've recovered fully, then I can challenge you by saying this. You are not taxing that muscle. You're not hitting it hard enough if you can recover just a couple days later. So that's my challenge out to you. Crank up the intensity. Make sure that you know that you can't train that muscle every couple of weeks. I built a career on heavy, heavy overload training, the max OT training that you know so much about. You've heard me talk about so much on this show. You've seen me on the AST Sports Science website, AST-SS.com, whether I've talked about it on the bodybuilding.com message boards. And if you want to know about that program, go to the AST website, sign up for the free course on Max OT. It'll take you into a website where it has all the principles explained in great, great detail. So I built a career on taxing, overloading that muscle in the manner that I'm talking about, and letting it recover for a full week before I train it again. Now, I know for some of you out there, that's a concept that's very hard to wrap your head around. It's very hard to believe that you can train a body part once a week and still grow. Okay, so that goes back into this process, all right, building muscle, and then we're going to talk about losing body fat. All right, now the most important element for all you warriors in the gym, know that you're hitting it hard. What's most important is how you back up that hard training. How are you going to back it up with good, sound nutritional habits, all right? Now, the basic concept when it comes to eating is you're going to have to eat smaller, more frequent meals, the right nutrients, high-end protein. Protein is muscle. Muscle is protein. That's something that Paul DeLee of AST Sports Science pummeled into my head years and years ago, the importance of protein in your diet. Muscle is protein. Protein is muscle, right? I backed up my training habits in addition to good, clean foods like the chicken breast, the lean meats, the turkey, the tuna, all your traditional bodybuilding foods. I back that up because of its importance with VP2, whey isolate protein, and with Nitro Pro 40 meal replacements for years, concentrating on that protein to help repair the muscle and help it grow after I blitz it with that heavy overload progressive training. And here's the good thing, and here's the bad thing about eating habits. One meal is not going to do anything, okay? One day of eating isn't necessarily going to do anything for you, all right? You have to be consistent. You have to make a lifestyle of this. You have to learn how to manage your life to get those meals in. I see a lot of debates on the message boards about which is the right foods and things like that, and From my experience in dealing with so many people, emails, getting the feel and the texture of what they say, a lot of times people who are really into the details of eating, there are the same people, and I'm sure this doesn't apply to you, they're the same people who don't even eat consistently. They don't get their 5 and 6 or more meals in a day. They certainly don't get those 5 and 6 meals a day in for a whole week or 3 weeks or a whole month consistently. If you do that, you'll see where all those little details that are often debated on the message boards become less and less important, the more consistent you become with those habits. So basically, overload the muscle, let it totally rest and recuperate and recover before you blitz it again, and most importantly, back it up with that sound nutrition, 5 and 6 meals a day, heavy concentration on high-quality protein. Again, muscle is protein, protein is muscle. And that's how you build muscle, right? That's how it's done. That's how simple it can be. Don't get distracted with all the different training methods and this and that and everything. Overload the muscle. Let it recover. Those other 23 hours a day, eat like a meticulous, dedicated, passionate lifter. That's going to make you or break you. That's going to make this physique for you more than what it is you do in the gym. So remember that, you iron warriors out there who put so much emphasis on there. Those same iron warriors who may be a little bit frustrated they're not getting the physique they want. Okay, so again, that's a muscle building process. Let's talk about the fat loss process. All right. Now, basic terms is you must eat fewer calories. All right, you must burn more calories than you eat every day. Okay, that's just, okay, the very simple basic, right? So if you're pounding down, let's just say, the junk food, all right? We know we got to cut that out. We got to eat 5 or 6 nutritious meals. We got to plan those junk food days at the appropriate time. So if we really want to get lean in a short period of time, then we don't have any cheat meals. We don't have the pizza or burgers or whatever. If we want to have it at a more gradual pace, we might save those type of foods, the fun foods, and I know they are. We might want to save those for one day a week. Okay, if we want to get there in a more gradual, then you can maybe have 1 or 2 or 3 of those meals a week, whatever it is for you. But just don't think that you're going to have these high caloric, not so nutritional meals and say, well, why aren't I losing the fat that I want? All right, so you got to budget it in. Remember, you must burn more calories than you eat every day. Now, 5 or 6 smaller, more frequent meals throughout the day, what that does is rev up your metabolism, right? You notice how when I talk about the fat loss process, I'm not going right into cardio, all right, cardiovascular training. A lot of times people think about fat loss, hey, I'm doing 30 minutes a day. Should I bump that up to an hour a day? I'm even thinking about doing more than an hour a day. I got to lose this body fat. Come back to what I'm talking about now. We'll get to cardio and put it in its place, and we'll talk about its value in this whole process later. All right? So we're cutting out the junk food. We're budgeting those junk food, cheat meals, or whatever into their appropriate time that is congruent, which is consistent with the goals we want, how fast we want to lose this body fat. All right? So if we really want to do it, we cut out all the junk food. If we have time, we're patient with ourselves, we might just do that, eat those type of foods one day a week. All right, during the week, I say that we get structured during the week. If you go to school, if you go to work, that's the best time to keep yourself structured and to eat those meals. A locked-in period of time. Hey, you got to get up at a certain time to go to school or work. You have certain breaks. That's a great time to keep structured to 5 or 6 meals a day to rev up that metabolism. Keep it revved up. Keep it going, all right? That metabolism, burning your body, if it's a furnace, keeping that temperature up through those 5 or 6 smaller, more frequent meals is going to have an effect on your metabolism, which over time, over a week, okay, over a month, that's going to do more for the fat loss process than even all that cardio. Here's the other thing, too, that you need to remember, and this is when you have those that type of thought process and those disciplines down, all right? You can't just cut down your food. I talked about the basic premises. You must burn more calories than you eat every day. Well, you can't just drop down, hey, well, I'm committed. I'm going to eat 500 calories a day. You know, two things. Number one is you can't do that. Your body's going to do everything it can to hold on to that fat. You must keep it at a higher caloric value so it burns everything, runs most efficiently. And that's not just for your training. It's not just for fat loss. It's for the way you mentally think, how quick you are, how sharp you are, and also how you emotionally feel. Food is that important, all right? Here's the other thing, too, is that you want to get your body accustomed to eating the most high-quality food that it can handle and still have you build muscle and lose body fat, all right? Don't cut it all the way down. You know, you want to actually eat as much food as you can. And when we talk about building muscle at the same time, that's something to keep in mind. So we don't want to drop those calories down way, way down just in our pursuit of losing body fat. We want to eat as much food as we can because it makes that furnace run even hotter. Now, before I get into the cardio, I want to take a little bit of break from that subject, and we have a call from the 460 area code. Caller, are you there? 450. May, are you there?
Hi there, Skip. This is Adrian calling from Montreal, Canada.
Oh, how are you, sir? What is your name?
Adrian.
Okay, Adrian. All right. So how are you today, sir, and what's your question?
Doing pretty good. I have a basic question about pre-contest training, basically the last week.
Right.
Generally speaking, my question is, when do you start to reintroduce the calories back into the diet, let's say for a Saturday show?
Okay. It's a good question, Adrian. And let me just tell you, that last week is very, very important. I'm sure you know, as you put in so much time to a contest date and gearing down towards it, a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, a lot of preparation, mental preparation to get your best physique presented on that stage. So a lot is talked about that last week of contest preparation. I just have to make this really clear to you, Adrian, and everyone out there listening, is that that last week means nothing all by itself. What you do in that last week is so reliant on everything you've done for the 11, 12, 15 weeks before. So to give you an answer, well, when do I introduce the calories back into it? Well, that will really depend on how you set your body up for that last week, you know, 15 weeks before. All right, so why don't you tell me a little bit about what your plan has been, and then tell me what your question would be specifically about the last week.
Well, basically, I've been reducing the calories about 150, 200 calories per week.
Okay.
And because I'm actually getting ready for a show right now, so I'm pretty much 4 weeks out. I'm almost ready. I'm not ready yet. I think maybe in about 2 weeks I'll be pretty much ready to go.
Okay.
So I was really wondering, you know, when I should really start to reintroduce, you know, the calories back in, just to, you know, to try to get back maybe a little bit of fullness.
Right. What is the plan? When you started on this journey, however many weeks ago, 12 weeks ago, what was the plan? I'm sure you had some plan of what you were going to do in the last week. And also, did you get any coaching on how to go about all of this?
Well, that's interesting. I've pretty much been going about it alone this time. I've been really following a lot of the AST guidelines, also some of the stuff that yourself and Jeff Willett has done in the past, and
okay.
That's pretty much how I've been going.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like when you said gradually reducing your calories, you sounded that you know you have a good plan. Here, you know what? I'm going to give you the basic guideline, but even more importantly than that, I'm going to give you a great resource, and that's my contest preparation, my 4 years of contest preparation. Okay, well, 4 years of training, 2 years back-to-back national championships were in my members only website, where I documented everything that I ate, how I trained, what I thought about, everything involved in the contest preparation for two solid years, and then a total of 4 years of all my training. So, Adrian, what I want you to do is email me at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. I'm going to send you a free username and password to get into that website. So in addition to what I tell you today, you can, for these last 4 weeks before your show, you can really study up, really bone up, really get prepared for that last week and all the different steps. And that offer goes to anyone else who's listening to the show live, or if you're listening to this show in a download or a podcasted version, I want you to email me at skip@skiplacour.com. And I'll send you a username and password into that members-only website. So when the last week, and so you're in, what I try to do, Adrian, I get in the shape of my life. I'm at least there 2 weeks beforehand. Okay, you talked about reducing your calories. I won't reduce them. I'll get to my lowest point 2 weeks before the show, and then I'll guide in at that weight for the last two weeks. Now, the last week is when I really start, start manipulating more of my fluids. My sodium, my potassium, and that whole process, again, will be in the members-only website. My sodium levels, those type of things, because I should already be in shape there. And the last thing is you'll see how I gradually come up, starting on Monday, and I gradually feed my body up where I'm eating that last week, okay? So you've been dieting, you've been eating clean, you've been reducing your calories, 100 or so calories down to this point. You're 4 weeks out. I want you to be in total awesome, great shape. Be ready for the show, so to speak, or as much as you can be here in 2 weeks, right? Find that point and go into the last 2 weeks with the same amount of food. And so to answer your question, last week, whatever that amount of food is, okay, there is a percentage that is already figured out for you when you go to the site on how much protein, how much carbs, when to eat them, and on what days, because you're going to gradually build up to your Saturday show. And that's how you come into a show nice and full and not starved and depleted, all right? Does that sound good, Adrian?
Excellent. That answered my question, Skip.
Okay, so you got the whole overall process, and you're going to send me an email so you see that in great detail. And, you've worked so hard for this show here in 4 weeks. I want you to spend a couple hours really boning up, getting yourself mentally and actually read up to get yourself physically prepared. And, hey, good luck on your show. And call us back and let us know how well you do, all right?
I'll definitely do that. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Adrian. We have a caller on the 610 area code. Caller, are you there? 610. All right. Well, we're going to go on. Now we're talking about building muscle and losing body fat at the same time. We talked about the building muscle. We talked about the basic principles of losing body fat. And we talked about the eating and how important it was to regulate that metabolism and what we do over a longer period of time, not just one good day of eating. This is going to have to happen through revving that metabolism, regulating it for a period of time. That's how you're going to lose the fat loss process. We talked about you can't just cut all your calories down to nothing. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to keep that food levels, your caloric value up so you can keep that metabolism running. All right. Now let's talk about cardio. There's a lot of different ways to go about cardio, and I myself have had a lot of different approaches to cardio. All the ones you read in the magazines, I've done them all. And I've also done them all with a certain level of success, too, because there isn't necessarily just one way to do anything when it comes to this bodybuilding and training. There's more than one way to skin a cat, so to speak. And so whether it is you do 45 minutes at a slow, gradual pace, whether you do, 30 minutes at a more moderate pace, or you do what I do and that's max OT cardio. That's 16 minutes at full out, all out, not pacing yourself to get through it. From the minute you sit on the bike or you get on some type of machine and you take that first step or that first go around on the pedals, you're going full out for 16 minutes, very high intensity max OT cardio training. And you can learn more about the max OT cardio training system in addition to what I'm telling you right now by going to the AST site at www.ast-ss.com, AST-ss.com. Look on the front page of the website in the lower right-hand corner. You can click to a link in the Max OT cardio training method is explained in great detail. All right, so it's 16 minutes full-out intense cardio. All right. Again, so it's 16 minutes hard cardio, which I would recommend for, you know, just the sport of it, just not making a boring process, just knowing something you have to concentrate, a challenge, all right? That's what I would recommend. I mean, again, I've done all the different cardio methods. This one, to me, is not only the most effective, but it also works into my time schedule, and it also is something so challenging that I have to get up for it mentally. It just makes it more fun, and you know, the fun is in the challenge, okay? There's nothing too challenging about 45 minutes just walking on a treadmill at a slow pace. The only thing challenges is if you're going to do it or not, right, guys? But once you're on there, what does it take to just put one foot in front of the other? This max OT cardio, this is a game. This is a challenge. You've got to be mentally tough. You've got to test yourself 8 minutes in, 10 minutes in, push, 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 push. It's fun that way if you're like me and you like the challenge. You get off that machine just sweating it up, knowing that you actually did something. That's what revs up your metabolism. All right. So cardio has its place there, but it's just its addition to all those good eating habits, those good solid eating habits that I talked about. Manipulating that metabolism to keep it running hot like a furnace with those eating habits. And then cardio just plays its part to add to all those other things. Can you lose body fat and not do any cardio? Yes, you can, by just tightening up your eating habits. So what does that mean, tightening up? Well, you know, we talked about maybe those cheat meals or cheat day or whatever, where you eat those fatty, fun, not so nutritious foods. Well, tightening up means, well, if you ate like that for a day, you don't eat like that. Maybe it's a meal. Maybe instead of 3 days of having cheat meals, you only have one or you don't have any. You tighten those up. Maybe you're pretty good at eating four meals a day, but getting the fifth and sixth one down are a real challenge for you. Tightening up means to get more strict on doing all the things that you should do. And I'm not just saying eating clean food, nutritious food. I'm saying all those timing of the food, those meals, getting that all down, tightening them up. If you do that, okay, if you get your body running with good, hot, clean food, eat those meals, you can gradually lose body fat without doing cardio. And it's just important that I emphasize that to you so you're not eating kind of have sloppy habits or you're training really hard with weights in the gym and then you kind of think you're going to get on some treadmill for an hour a day or something like that and you think you're going to get lean because it's not going to work that way. You got to put priority where it belongs, and that's what I've laid out for you. So how does that all tie in together? So how can we build muscle and lose body fat at the same time? Well, we know what you have to do in the gym. We talked about that. We know that we have to support that training with the good eating habits, meaning that the high-quality protein. Well, how do those two fit together? What if I eat too much? Is that impeding the fat loss process? Well, not necessarily. Not if the timing of your meals is so good, those small, more frequent meals. You eat just the right amount of food, and again, that varies, but you find that out. Those smaller feedings, those smaller meals, that they support, give you just the amount of enough protein that you need to support your training habits and not so much in excess. You're eating fast-burning, clean foods to keep that metabolism up, but not weigh it down and impede the fat loss process. So there is a way to do it. You don't have to be fat and bulky. I'm bulking up. This is my bulk-up diet. To think you're building muscle, to think that you have to feed the muscle that way. You have to add fat to your body to build muscle. Because I'll just tell you what, is that What's going to happen sometimes is that when you do go through your, get out of your bulk up period where you're so big, you're bulky, but you have a lot of body fat, and then you go through the fat loss process, well, you're going to find out you're not as big and bulky as maybe you thought. Maybe all that muscle you think you're gaining was body fat. That's why I really say that with better eating habits, you can be relatively lean, if not very lean, and build muscle at the same time. Hey, when I compete for a show, Adrian talked about his show. I tell you what, I mean, everything is precision. I am building muscle at the same time because, again, if you're eating those five, six, and for me it was eight meals a day with the right amount of protein, and then I even got more sophisticated with the timing of all those nutrients, and then you just bust it in the gym, you are supporting that muscle building process, okay? The two separate processes, they could be done at the same time. You don't have to get big and bulky to build body fat, and you don't have to dump all your body fat, just throw it away. I mean, you don't have to dump all your muscle, just throw it away just because you want to get lean. And I guess what's important is following the process that I talked about and just having the attitude that you can, and then you're going to attack it. So that's the fat loss process along with building muscle and how you can do it all at the same time. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to field some of your questions from the message board. Then we're going to talk a little bit about supplements and then standards.
I'm Skip LaCour, six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing On Muscle Maxo T-Style is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Maxo T training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Maxo T cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle Maxo T Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a 1-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component of the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I've limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing On Muscle Maxo T-Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing On Muscle Maxo T-Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
So that's my Packing On Muscle Training DVD, 4 hours. I'm very proud of that, not just because of the information that's presented and all the feedback. I've sold that in over 52 countries around the world since I produced that. What I'm most proud about is while I was dieting down for a show, it was like during my last 3 weeks. So I'm in great contest shape in that show. It's just working on no calories, dragging up two cameras into the gym at 4:30 in the morning, going through that whole process. So I had two cameras, two different angles going at all times, directing it, producing it, starving at the same time, training, pushing some big weight in that DVD too, arranging it with my training partners, you know, arranging someone else to shoot one of the cameras before every set, setting the tripod from one stagnant angle while another camera was moving around. Doing that during all that contest preparation time, then going back and getting my buying an Apple G5 computer and all the professional Final Cut Pro movie making videos, learning that entire process, cutting hours and hours of footage. Okay, this was after the contest, coming home and feeding myself, writing all the voiceover, all the action. I wrote a copy or an explanation of everything that I was doing. Then becoming a voiceover guy, recording all, chopping that off, laying down the tracks. The seminar footage that I talked about, cutting that all, putting the words to at the bottom of the screen, the whole editing process, all the way from the cover to the writing on the cover, to the production, everything from top to bottom. My heart and soul went into that DVD, so something that I'm always going to look back on and be very proud of personally. And then on top of it, all the great feedback that I got on how it's helped people get more clarity and be more inspired to build the physique that they want. Definitely a labor of love, and something that I've gotten great feedback. And again, that's going to help you, and that's what's most important. So you can get that DVD on my website at www.skiplacour.com. So now we're going to talk a little bit about supplements. And I want to talk about supplements in a way, and first I'm going to talk about the ways not to look at supplements. Okay. Many times I would say people they put too little emphasis in supplements or way too much. All right. Usually after the beginning, the newer stages of a person's bodybuilding and training life, they think that this new hottest, greatest supplement is that's the key to building the muscle in the shortest period of time. You know, what's going to build the muscle in the shortest period of time is everything that I've been talking about for the last 50 minutes of this show. That's going to help you build muscle and lose body fat. You know, supplements, especially the latest, greatest ones, they're going to have its place, but it has to be in conjunction with all those other things that we talked about, or you're just wasting your money. They'll only work when you're doing all those other things, and the more you do those other things, the more your supplements will have a positive effect on your body. So just remember that supplements are just that. They supplement all the great training and nutrition strategies that I've talked about on the show today, and that I will continue to talk about it. You can see on my website. And that's really important, is to know that supplement good eating habits. You want the supplements to work even better, sharpen up on your training and eating habits, and they'll work even better. So that's the most important thing. Here's the other thing on the other end, is that a lot of times lifters who don't get the results they want, they fall into the mindset of some of the message boards. Okay, they fall into the message boards saying that, oh, no supplements work, or you can't build a great physique. And so their efforts in the gym, their mindset, what they actually do, how they follow through, are so mediocre. There's no how can their physique be anything than mediocre? Here's the challenge. They don't know that they have poor habits. They have poor standards. Okay? They just think they're doing what the group think is doing of all those other 18-year-olds to 22-year-olds or guys spending all day on the computer on message boards. The guys who get it done, they go on there maybe once every couple days. They say what they got to say, maybe for a little entertainment, and they're gone. Okay? The people who are there all the time with thousands and thousands of posts, very rarely are those of them people with who actually have practical applications. So you need to remember that. So when they tell you, oh, all supplements don't work, all right, that's just a scam. Well, that's what they've come to believe because they haven't been getting the results that they want, all right? So is it the supplement that doesn't work or is it them? Something to consider. Now, all supplements are not equal. You should not just go down a list, whether it's on the AST site, my site, look at the supplements and think I want one of this, one of this, and one of this. You need to prioritize them just like you do everything in your life. The first and most important thing, especially when you're trying to build muscle, is protein. Now, I talked about it earlier in the show, is that muscle is protein, protein is muscle. Now, well, Skip, I eat cans of tuna and I eat chicken. That's protein. Well, here's the deal. It's a couple things. We talked about those smaller, more frequent meals. You have to feed your body in a manner, in a more gradual, slower, consistent process, not only just for the day, but for the week and for the month. Cooking, preparing, cleaning up from all those meals can be totally inconvenient and take you off track. So, but even if you were the most disciplined and you did eat all those regular food meals and you didn't mind going the tough, hard way, and I've heard things like, well, it's natural, it's real food, okay? Here's the deal with so many calories are packed into that protein where, you know, modern technology, modern sports supplementation has given you 100 calorie investment, 24 grams of high quality protein. All right. Why wouldn't you take advantage of that? Why do you have to do it the hard way? Why not take advantage of the advancements in sports supplementation? Are you so old school? Did someone convince you that piece of chicken is way more important, you should keep supplements out of your body? Where did that belief come from? A lot of times guys just don't want to invest money in supplements, and so they throw all of them out, and then they stick to real food, and because of that, they don't want to spend the money. Then their belief becomes all supplements don't work, and really that belief is really created because they don't want to spend the money on supplements, especially if they don't think their physique is going to turn out very well. Anyway, they rather spend that money on drinking some beer on Fridays and Saturday nights, or I don't know, car stereos or rims for the car. I don't know, whatever it is. You just need to think, does that belief come from that supplements really don't work, or you haven't found a way to have the body work, so you're just saying that doesn't work for you? Just something to consider, not only for yourself if you're in that place, but also when you listen to the other people in your gym who talk, or you're reading a message board, okay? So why wouldn't I invest 100 calories in that meal plan to have 24 grams of high-quality protein, all right? Now, here's the other thing. When it comes to getting all those meals down, do you want to have all real food meals with all the cooking and cleaning? Well, what if you could cut those in half? Let's just say you have four real meals and all the effort that goes in that, and you have two Nitro Pro 40 meal replacements, and get 250 calories, 40 grams of protein, 24 grams of carbs, you know, the fat, little bit of fat that you need. It's like, you know, modern technology, more modern sports supplementation. It's that same meal that you've eaten, just in a convenient packet and shake. And I see someone on the Lola on the message board talking about she likes protein shakes too much. Heck, I'll tell you, Lola, I am so busy all the time now that to stop, cook, and clean for all those real food meals, if I'm going to err on any side, I'm going to have too many Natural Pro 40 shakes. If that means I'm going to have six of those a day and only two food meals, as long as I get my meals down, I'm going to use that convenience. And I am doing my body a favor. And for those of you who are really hardcore, well, real food, real food, real food, you got to have real food. Hey, just hedge your bet. Have your real food meals. Alternate that with the Natural Pro 40. That keeps you on track. That keeps your calories in line. That gives you that protein that you need to build that muscle, right? How I do it is, well, I'll have a real food meal with the chicken, the lean meats, or whatever, and I'll have a scoop of VP2 whey protein. That's hot, that's absorbed very quickly into the bloodstream, and then the protein is a from the real food meal, the chicken. It takes a lot longer to digest and get into to my system. So it's kind of got a fast system getting protein and a more gradual, natural food way of, slower way of getting that protein. And then 2 hours later, 2.5 hours later, I'll have a NaturPro 40 mil replacement. And then I'll rotate that. So when it's 2.5 hours later, I'll have another real meal, and then I'll alternate that all throughout the day. So when I talk about supplements, I don't even consider VP2 whey protein and NaturPro 40 meal replacements. I don't even consider those supplements because that's, to me, that's real food. It's real food. It's a building blocks from for building that muscle. It gives me the protein I need. The NaturPro 40 has the carbs I need to help digest to assimilate that protein. So that's what I would start any supplement program, budgeting your time, budgeting your money, started off with the VP2 whey protein and the NaturPro 40. Far, 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 far above and beyond, that's what you need to do. All right, now, what if it's my choice? Hey, Skip, I only have so much money. Should I get the VP2 or the NaturPro 40? I'd say get the NaturPro 40. Stack up, get boxes of that. Think of whatever your grocery budget is. Plan to have the NaturPro 40s go on my site. Order a couple boxes today. You know, get those into your cupboard and have those quick and conveniently. So it's going to support all this training you do. So get that NaturPro 40. That's your number one, even above the VP2. Those two are great in conjunction. Now, the next supplement that I would go down in my list of priorities would be the creatine HSC. And, you know, we've all known, we talk about supplements and how they come and go. Well, I'll tell you, the creatine is obviously a supplement that has been here for a long time. It's proven itself. I think that most people in the game, even the most skeptical person about supplements, agrees on the value of creatine, right? That is not so important to me as much as the sugars that are in the creatine HSC. Because what that helps that me do is I take it before and after my workout with that VP2 whey protein because it raises my insulin levels up, it creates a pathway so I absorb that VP2 whey protein before my workout. It gives me a boost to an energy boost to fuel my workout, especially if you're in a calorie-deprived state. You want to have all the nutrients working for you to get the best performance. So the creatine HSC with its sugars, it raises my insulin levels, gives me an energy boost, tastes real good, and it helps me assimilate that protein. I also do that right after my workout. That's called bracketing, before and after that creatine, HSC, and the VP2 nutrient timing before and after my workout. And what that does after the workout, it immediately starts the recovery process, the repair and for growth process that I talked about earlier in the show. Again, my insulin levels are raised with those sugars from the creatine HSC. It helps create a great pathway to help me assimilate that protein immediately after my training, which I tore up the muscle and starts the recovery process right away. After that, the GL3 glutamine. I'm a big fan of glutamine for protein synthesis, muscle repair, and growth. And I'll back that up with a MultiPro 32 multivitamin. It gives me insurance for my great eating habits, all the minerals and all the vitamins that I may have missed. It's insurance. And I'll take that 2 times a day because that's most important to me. So I also do other things, again, as I go down the list of the priority, good fats in the CLA 1000. I'll add that to my diet to give me a little bit of variety. On my meal replacements, what I'll do is, you know, I'll do other things like take the muscle XGF. I love that chocolatey flavor, and I use that as a meal replacement too. So that's a little bit about supplements. I appreciate you joining the show. Next time I want you to call in with more of your questions and comments. If you have any questions or comments of anything I talked about on today's show, you can email me at skip@skiplacour.com and visit my website at skiplacour.com.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining me on this archived or podcasted show. I want to invite you to join me live during the show every Sunday and let me help you solve your bodybuilding and training problems personally. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information on training, nutrition, supplementation, and motivation. And take the time to sign up on my list for free weekly tips, messages, and website updates that will be sent to you by email. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed during the show, or any other questions for that matter, email them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd also like to take this time to invite you to listen to The Manformation Show. It's a weekly talk show where I discuss strategies that help transform you into the man you really want to be. You can go to www.manformation.com to get more information about this concept that will help you take your life to the next level. Bookmark your web browser now to www.manformationradio.com and join the live show every Saturday morning.
Make plans now to attend Skip LaCour's Manformation 2-Day Seminar, July 26th and 27th in San Francisco, California, and transform yourself into the man you really want to be. Join Skip LaCour and other men just like you who are determined to get the most out of their lives for 2 intense days of empowering information and life-changing action strategies. Learn how to be the man in any social situation. Discover how to attract more money, power, sex, and any of the other options in life you really want. Study hundreds of the qualities and characteristics of the most powerful and charismatic alpha males and immediately implement them into your everyday life. Adopt the mindset, body movements, and social interaction strategies that will catapult your life to the next level. Learn the steps needed to create your dream life and burn it into your subconscious mind. Get a better understanding of your own rules, beliefs, values, and standards. Learn how to finally start making them work for you instead of against you. Discover the most effective, efficient, and time-saving exercise and eating strategies for an amazing body while living a balanced, productive life. All of this powerful, life-transforming information and much more will be revealed in this 2-day boot camp. Take action. Make the investment in yourself and transform yourself into the man you really want to be. Make the commitment to change your life today.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Join me in San Francisco, California, July 26th and 27th. Gentlemen, we are going to have an amazing 2 days together and learn a lot about ourselves at the same time. Kick your manformation into overdrive and change your life forever. The seating will be extremely limited, so reserve your spot today at www.manformation.com.